This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day, despite the fact that something that has never particularly benefited America seems to be back with us. And that something is the culture war. There is a deeply insightful column by a friend of this show, Daniel Henninger at the Wall Street Journal, that talks about the fact that nobody anticipated that culture war issues would be a big part of this election, but they're taking over the election campaign, particularly in the face of riots and charges and countercharges and cancel culture. And really, really, do we want to change the name of the Washington Monument? I know it sounds like a joke. It sounds like a parody. But the D.C. city government, which would become a state government if the Democrats take over the U.S. Senate and Joe Biden is elected, if D.C. becomes a state and they go through with their plans to change the name of everything involving anybody who once owned slaves, then what are we going to call the Washington Monument? We will be speaking to an amazing American who gave $7.5 million to fix the elevator on the Washington Monument after it was damaged by a hurricane. No, not by protesters, though that will come too, I'm sure, but by a hurricane. And David Rubenstein has written a fantastic book on leadership, which talks about leaders in every area. He himself has been an amazing leader with his charitable giving. But he's also given to restore a monument that's profoundly controversial. And no, that's beyond the Washington Monument. We will talk with Mr. Rubenstein about that. And that coming up a little bit later on the show. But first off, in addition to the silly stuff, and some of it is profoundly silly, at USC, there's a professor who has been suspended. He's not allowed to teach classes because he used a Chinese phrase. He used it properly. And that phrase sounds a little bit like a slur, an ethnic slur. But he didn't use it in the context. You can hear the tape. It's all taped. He did not do any of it. Okay, but he's suspended. I don't even dare to say the phrase. What he said sounded a little bit like the name of a prominent actress. The prominent actress is Ruth, and I won't even say her name, so we don't even come close to this, okay? But she was a star of Loving, which was a pretty good movie about the end of anti-miscegenation laws. And her name is Ruth, N-E-G-G-A. Okay? That's what the guy said, but he said it in Chinese with proper pronunciation. Suspended? Really? And then there are more serious charges and more serious matters. In Washington, D.C. last night, yep, a lot seems to be happening in the nation's capital. In Washington, D.C., there was a death of 18-year-old Dion Kay. And before I go further, let me say that the chief of police has established and told the press that Dion Kay was a gang member. And a registered gang member, and validated is the term that Police Chief Peter Newsom made when he talked about the death of 18-year-old Dion Kay. According to a police statement last night, officers were responding to the listed location to investigate a man with a gun. They were responding to alarms, to calls for help. And then they had a over 10-minute long body cam footage showing officers getting out of their vehicle, running toward Dion Kay, who was 18, who's also running away from officers. And on the video, you can hear an officer shouting, "Don't move." Akay continued to move, and moments later he was shot. The officer was identified as Alexander Alvarez, who's been with the force since 2018. Police said the officer saw Kay draw his gun, and he fired once. A gun was recovered from the scene. The video shows Kay falling to the ground as another officer renders aid. The teen, as they say in the Hill newspaper, was taken to a local hospital where he died. And look, this is a terrible thing. It's very sad that a young man lost his life. Clip 12, you can actually hear some of the soundtrack of the police body cam footage, and then a subsequent commentary from a community briefing. Listen.
Hey, shots fired.
When the video is brought to slow motion, you can see Mr. K brandish a firearm in his right hand. Mr. K's handgun was recovered by the Department of Forensic Sciences and taken as evidence. Officers provided first aid until DC Fire and EMS transported Mr. K to a local hospital where he died. As of September 3, 2020, this incident is pending review by the United States Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia and the Metropolitan Police Department's Use of Force Review Board.
Okay, the mayor of D.C., the Honorable Muriel Bowser, and no, it's not Browser, it's Bowser, she said we are very... She offered city services and counseling services from the city to Dion Kay's mother. And she said, we are very sorry for her loss. She has our condolences. Well, that's legitimate. I mean, however, it will be fascinating to see what happens as this reaction builds, because it's combined with another case. And this is a case, I don't even know why it's in the news now, but it is. It's a case of an individual with severe mental illness who died in March. He died on March 23rd. Now, keep in mind, that's 2 months before George Floyd died. It's a long time ago. But suddenly it's becoming an issue. His name was Daniel Prude. And, yes, Daniel Prude was black. And he suffered from acute mental health problems. This is from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. The case took place in Rochester, New York, in upstate New York. Daniel Prude suffered from acute mental health problems. He was handcuffed naked by officers in the early morning hours of Monday, March 23rd. Well, why did officers take his clothes off? Well, they didn't. He did. And he was running around and he was breaking windows, and it was 3:23 in the morning, and it's kind of cold in Rochester at that time. I mean, he's obviously a threat to himself if he's wandering around the streets breaking windows in a March morning at 3 o'clock. Here's the way they cover it in the local newspaper. Daniel Prude, who suffered from acute mental health problems, was handcuffed naked by officers in the early morning hours of Monday, March 23rd. He was detained during an 11-minute confrontation involving six police officers and two emergency medical technicians. Force was applied for several minutes to Prude's head and back as he lay on the pavement. He lost consciousness after officers cut off his breathing, and he was transported to a hospital where he died a week later. Prude's death was ruled a homicide according to the autopsy report. There are similarities between Prude's death and that of George Floyd, who died in late May, 2 months later, in the custody of Minneapolis police officers. Well, now you have the relatives of this guy, Joseph Prude, and Daniel Prude. His brother, for instance, says that the victim, the naked and mentally disturbed victim, was lynched. Really? What's going to happen? We will get to that and more. 1-800-955-1776 on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the latest two incidents. I am sure you will hear about them. They've already begun the demonstrations in Rochester, New York. And this apparently just based upon new information or new awareness or a new determination to make an issue of it, of a death that occurred way back in March. And it's a sad situation, the situation in Washington, D.C., where an 18-year-old gang member with a gun in his hand, and you can see it. It's on video. Fortunately, all the officers, there were six of them, had their cameras on, body cameras on. And look, what are you supposed to do if you're a cop? And at least according to one way of watching that video, the suspect was running toward the cops, not away from them, toward them. He picked up his gun. He pointed it. And are you supposed to allow him to get the first shot? What is this, Hamilton? Where, yes, it's probably true that Alexander Hamilton threw away his shot. He did not take the first shot. But this is not a duel. This is policing. This is police officers risking their lives, as they do every single day in every city in the country, risking their lives so that your life is not endangered. It's just very simple. And the idea that this Officer Alvarez, who shouted, "Don't move," and you can hear in the audio from the video, you can hear what's going on. The idea that this is going to become an issue, I hope it doesn't, but it almost surely will. And then there's the issue of Joseph Prude. Now, part of the account here that is missing in many of the news accounts is part of what they're blaming for his death was they put a hood on him after they finally subdued him. And the hood made it difficult for him to breathe. Now, why did they put a hood on him? It's already the beginning of the pandemic. This was March 23rd. And he was spitting. And it's a spitting hood. And at the time, police officers, God help them, want to protect themselves from being deliberately infected by the virus. Let me give you the rest of the local account of what is going on in Rochester, and I think it gives you some flavor of what we're dealing with here. And it's something we have to deal with as a country, and it's not a partisan issue, for goodness sake. It shouldn't be a partisan issue. And there should be an attempt to be reasonable and to be fair. And when you have somebody like Daniel Prude, who is so deeply emotionally disturbed that he's running around nude at 3 in the morning in Rochester. And by the way, I've mentioned this on the air before. I had an experience where I was asked at one point to help retrieve somebody who was having a psychotic break who was running nude on the freeway and was a risk to himself and to other people. This is part of what policing has to cope with. And what are they supposed to do exactly? The way that this is described, again, in the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle, is Prude had left his brother's home, his brother is named Joseph Prude, wearing long underwear, a tank top, and socks. Okay, there's something wrong. He was visiting Rochester from where he lived, which was Chicago, and he came out to Rochester to see his brother, and he left his brother's home. Now, did it occur to his brother that it might not be safe in Rochester in March to go out wearing just socks and a tank top and long underwear? He took off the clothes while on West Main Street, a witness told police. Police suspect Prude broke windows at a business before officers found him. Several people encountered him, and at least one person called 911 to report his erratic actions, according to police. At 3:16 a.m., a police officer ordered Prude to lie on the ground and put his hands behind his back. Prude complied and was handcuffed. Officers attempted to make a mental health arrest. Prude was agitated, and he was spitting. Officers covered his head with a white spit hood meant to protect police from body fluids. And do you remember what the country was dealing with at the end of March, which is what we're talking about? Officers stood around Prude in a semicircle. Body camera footage shows he yelled at officers and attempted to get to his feet. Officers pushed him over and held him to the ground. This is what Joseph Prude, the brother of the deceased, says about the cops. The reason this is all coming out now is they just released the video of the death of Daniel Prude. So, of course, his brother has called a press conference. This is clip 10, Jeremy.
I placed a phone call for my brother to get help. Not for my brother to get lynched. Now, when I say that lynched, that was a full-fledged, ongoing murder. Cold-blooded. None other than cold-blooded murder. How did you sit here and not be directly say the man is defenseless, butt naked on the ground? He's cuffed up already. I mean, come on. How many more brothers got to die for society to understand that this needs to stop? And I can't even share with y'all the pain that I'm feeling. And my family's going through as well. These things that's going on right now, more or less to say, who can we hold accountable for this? Why was it a cover-up? Why did my brother get harmed when he complied with everything that them people wanted him to do? Why did he get treated like an African-American male from 1960?
Okay, he continues, Joseph Prude, saying that his brother was treated like an animal. Listen.
How you sitting here with your knee and my brother damn back when he's defenseless? He's got on no damn clothes. I mean, come on, let's keep it real. If you want to know the truth, the video footage gonna show the truth. And these people that stay trying to cover this up, come on, man. Let's stop this. Because if you don't stop it now, it's gonna be some more. And it's not gonna stop. I mean, what makes me lesser than the next man of this American society? It doesn't make me lesser than you. Because my skin is darker than yours, my melanin is better than yours. I don't care what it is. We all human. I'm not no animal, and that's what the f*** treated my brother like a damn animal.
Okay, is it possible that the police behave badly? That this is in some ways similar to the George Floyd death? Who knows? I mean, obviously, there will be a trial. The police officers who did this. And again, it is strange that they had this video and it was only just released now. There were riots, well, not riots, demonstrations. There have been riots before in Rochester. And where they attacked, actually, they attacked a bust of Frederick Douglass in Rochester. I don't know why. We will get back to this and more signs of this madness spreading around the world. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill are in Wisconsin. The Bidens met with some members of the Blake family in private at an airport hangar in Milwaukee. They are now in Kenosha, Wisconsin, holding a community meeting. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is calling on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to apologize after being videotaped in a hair salon without a face mask.
Nancy Pelosi was found in San Francisco at a hair salon where she was indoors, even though salons in California are not only open for outdoor service.
And as far as some folks saying the White House should be focusing on the coronavirus relief bill, McEnany says
he provided relief from evictions, he provided unemployment insurance, he paused student loan payments, and he cut the payroll tax, putting money in the American people's pockets.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the MedVet Show, we're going to go live to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where Joe Biden right now is talking about his visit with members of the family of Jacob Blake and more. Listen.
Pointed out that increases by 58% the chances that that child, no matter what home they came from, will get all the way through all 12 years of school. It also insists that we provide for, right now we have one school psychologist for every 1,505 kids in America. We know now that about 60% of a child's brain is developed by the time they reach that age. And anxiety that exists with children that can be identified early is able to be dealt with, anxiety. But they don't do it now because they can't pick it up. And there's a situation, again, where when you do that, we know that the most at-risk generation for the first time in American history is the Z generation. They have the greatest degree of anxiety of any generation all the way up the scale, no matter where they are. We've also learned, and I'll end with this. I know you're getting too antsy. Sit down, man.
No, I get it.
Okay.
How do I do that?
Here's the last thing.
Stop that.
But this is important. Here's the deal. If you think about it, we've finally figured out drug abuse doesn't cause mental health problems. Mental health problems cause drug abuse. And if you don't detect the anxiety in children early and deal with it and treat it, you increase exponentially the prospect that they're going to be, in fact, find themselves susceptible to what's happening in the community. The generic point I'm making is there's so much we can do. So much we can do. And we can do it just by eliminating the tax cut for the top 0.1%, which is $1,350,000,000,000. It's done nothing to help anybody. 19 corporations making $1 billion apiece don't pay a single penny in taxes. I'm not going to punish anybody, but everybody should pay a fair share. And I can lay out for you. I won't now because he'll shoot me. But here's the deal. I pay for every single thing I'm proposing without raising your taxes one penny. If you make less than 400 grand, you're not going to get a penny tax, and you're going to get a tax cut if you make under $125,000. So it's not we can't do this. We haven't been willing to do this. But I think the public's ready. I'll do whatever you tell me, boss.
You are the boss. I know when my dad would tell me to sit down, I sat down. So I'm good. I'm good. I think what you heard here was strength, experience, and empathy. And what we do know is that...
This is Joe Biden speaking in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It's interesting. He seems to be trailing Trump. I don't mean necessarily in the polls, though it could be that, too, with the reverses of the last couple of days. But President Trump was in Kenosha Tuesday of this week, and he had actually a surprisingly successful visit. And right now, Joe Biden is in Kenosha trying to deal with this entire situation. I don't know if Joe Biden has commented yet, or if anyone has commented yet, if President Trump has commented on the shooting in Washington, D.C. of an 18-year-old who had a gun in his hand and was aiming it at a police officer. I hope it does not become an issue. Because when somebody is a validated gang member and has a gun in his hand, no one would say that he deserves to die. But I think every sane person would say that a police officer deserves to defend himself rather than to sacrifice his life because he's afraid or not allowed to defend himself. And in terms of this case with Daniel Prude in Rochester, New York, the reaction to that case, we're going to hear all about it in the next couple of days. Prude is a resident of Chicago. He took the train to Amtrak on March 22nd to stay with his brother. He wasn't married. He is survived by his sister, Tamashe Prude, his father, Joe Lewis Cole, who lives in Chicago, and by his brother, Joseph Prude. We just played what Joseph Prude had to say. And it turns out that the autopsy that was released finally after the video, or maybe along with the video, found that he had PCP in his system. The autopsy also listed acute PCP intoxication, that's phencyclidine, as a complication in his death. Monroe County Medical Examiner Nadia Granger ruled Prude's death a homicide caused by, quote, complications of asphyxia in the setting of physical restraint. Now, when they rule a death a homicide, that doesn't mean they're ruling that there was a murder. What they are ruling is that he died at the hands of others. And could the police officers face charges? The newspaper answers that will be up to state officials, the New York State Attorney General's office, and she is no conservative, Letitia James, has been investigating the case since April, but has made no public statement about it. The investigation is not likely to wrap up for several months. Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an executive order in July to investigate the incident. Joseph Prude, as you just heard, described his brother's death as a cold-blooded murder and accused officers of handling Daniel like a damned animal. That was at a press conference yesterday. And look, a situation like this is so profoundly sad, but it goes to one of the aspects of policing that people have to be aware of, is there are people who are severely mentally ill, who take off all their clothes in a March morning in Rochester and start wandering around and scaring people and breaking things. What are you supposed to do with such people? I mean, his brother called 911 because he knew his brother was in trouble. This is why one of the reforms, and we've talked about it on this show so much, it's at the heart of the homeless crisis that cities are experiencing, which is tied up with the whole thing. We have this idea that somehow it shows mercy and kindness and tenderness and goodness to allow deeply disturbed people to sleep out in the street, to sleep in a park, to set up campsites wherever they want. It does no good. People with severe mental illness, very severe addiction problems, and yes, they often go together. Joe Biden was just talking about it, that there is at times, obviously, a drug addiction is going to exacerbate mental illness, but there may be mental illness or problems with younger people. I don't think that simply hiring more school psychologists, as Vice President Biden seemed to be implying, is going to actually solve this problem. And it's the kind of problem that simply can't be solved. Protesters gathered yesterday outside Rochester's public safety building, which serves as police headquarters. They have Free the People, and several of its organizers were briefly taken into custody after they entered the building, while Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren was speaking to the media. Iman Abid, regional director of the New York Civil Liberties Union, was among those taken into custody and released. Nine people were arrested. Rochester saw a wave of protests in the wake of the Floyd slaying. On May 30th, 5 days after George Floyd died, thousands of people gathered downtown at MLK Park. Marchers crossed downtown to the public safety building. The rally devolved into chaos as vehicles, some belonging to police, were burned and flipped. More than 20 people were arrested after more than 80 businesses were looted. Okay, that was not even a local killing. That was a response to George Floyd in Rochester. I hope they take preventive means to keep businesses, individuals, normal life safe in upstate New York. We will be right back with more.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at MichaelMedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis, everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved show, some breaking news. Talking about these cultural issues that, and yes, they are cultural issues, because the inability to simply deplore attacks on police officers and to deplore urban violence. And Rochester is not a big city. It's a very historic city, and it's a city that should be a favorite of people on the left. When they were initiating the women's rights movement, they had the Seneca Falls, New York conference, and it was tied in with abolition. Rochester was a real center of the Underground Railroad. It was also the home for many years of Frederick Douglass after he escaped from slavery. I mean, it has a whole history. And the idea that after George Floyd was killed, not in response to any incident in Rochester, just in response to generalized rage, that there were 80 businesses that were looted. And again, you just say that, it just sounds like a number. Think for just a moment of what it means to run a business and how you can be wiped out. Your life can fall apart if someone breaks in and destroys your business and takes your stuff and steals it. I mentioned before, it's sensitive and it's personal for me, because my grandmother, after my grandfather died, my grandfather on my mom's side died 2 years before I was born, so I never knew him. But he apparently was a great guy. He had a small business. He made pudding. Actually, they made the pudding in the basement, and they were able to sell some of it. But after he died, my grandmother couldn't keep the business going. My mom was in university. And so she and her sister, my Aunt Irene, got a little row house in Philadelphia. And it was one of those row houses on a block where they had little stores. And next to her store, she had a variety store. They called it Irene's, after my Aunt Irene. And they sold school supplies and baseball cards. That was very interesting to me. And refreshments, because there were schools nearby, and kids would come, and they would... But again, I used to go out with my Aunt Irene, and she would shop and go to the paper goods companies and get the notebooks and pens and paper. And that was really the business they had. And did they get rich on it? Are you kidding? They barely survived. This is in North Philadelphia. It's at 1611 Shelton Avenue. I'll tell you exactly where it was. And, you know, thank God it was a different era where I remember from my childhood, all of the neighbors were friendly, and I used to go down to Fox's Pharmacy at the corner, and they would give me a drink. I could sit at the fountain. They had a soda fountain. I could sit there. And every occasionally, if I really looked at it longingly, they had pickles in a barrel. And they would give me a pickle. This is years and years and years ago. But today, any business in that neighborhood in North Philly would be very much the target of looters, or maybe not, maybe because they didn't have anything that was worthwhile to steal, really. Just little sundries, variety store, they called it. But for goodness sake, I know how hard my grandmother worked, because basically I was living with them while my parents were in school. And, wow. 80 businesses looted in Rochester. And now this, a 12-year-old boy with a Trump sign was assaulted by a woman in Boulder, police say. This is Boulder, Colorado. He was allegedly assaulted while holding a Trump sign as he rode his bicycle this week, according to a statement provided by the victim's father to the Boulder Police Department. Jesse Rosales, okay, that's a Hispanic name, told officers his son came home from a bike ride early Monday afternoon and told him a woman had assaulted him. The boy was riding north on Folsom Street near the intersection of Glenwood Drive when the purported assault happened. The boy told his father a woman on a moped driving south on Folsom spotted him, made a U-turn, drove up to him and said, "You want something to look at?" Police said the woman then used a closed fist to strike the boy in the back of the head and arm several times, and also caused a scratch on the boy's left arm. While it did not cause pain, the boy told his father the scratch burned, according to the report. The police report states the woman then reportedly tried to take the Trump sign from the boy's hands, who was using it to defend himself against the attack before she took off. Should that crime be investigated? What if it was your son? That's 12-year-old. I mean, is this where we are in our country right now? By the way, anyone want to try to defend this woman coming up and hitting a 12-year-old in the back of the head? And whoever the woman is on her moped, yes, this is problematic. Is it as problematic as potentially deadly confrontations that police officers have all the time? And yes, it is not only with black people. In fact, the majority of confrontations with police officers are not with black people. And you can look at every survey and all the government statistics and all the statistics compiled by the Washington Post, very liberal newspaper. There is nothing that shows that a majority of these incidents are with people of color. The majority of people who live in this country are white, and the majority of unhappy incidents with police officers where people get wounded or killed or mistreated or harmed in some way, yes, that is of course more serious than a woman, random woman on a moped in Denver, because the police officers represent us. They represent the government. And they have to be respectful. And in 99.9% of the cases, they are. Is it appropriate that we will be getting an investigation and now apparently a not just statewide but federal investigation of the case of what happened to Daniel Prude in Rochester, New York back in March? Sure. But does this in any way justify the rash of violence we've seen across the country. If we can play very quickly clip five, Jeremy. Chris Murphy, who has quickly become one of the most irresponsible of all U.S. senators, he's a Democrat from Connecticut. He had a prescription for stopping violence on the streets. Listen to Senator Murphy.
The Trump campaign is cutting an ad that Biden is weak on law. What do you think? Are Democrats losing on this issue?
Well, there's really, you know, no sign of that. We're seeing continued polls showing Joe Biden, you know, leading by near double digits. And as he reminded the nation a few nights ago, you know, during the Obama and Biden years, violent crime in this country went down by 15%. And we've seen that big spike in murders in American cities this year under Trump's watch. We have to get to the root causes of the violence. You know, my book certainly talks about the things you can do to make sure that there are less illegal weapons out there. But unless you really deal with the racist past and present of this country, the way in which white majorities have used violence to suppress communities of color, the way that poverty leads to violence, you're not going to make a difference here. And so if you want a law and order president, then elect somebody who's going to be all about racial healing. Elect somebody who's going to lift people out of poverty. That's Joe Biden. You want a law and order president, deal with the root causes of violence. And that's what our candidate, the Democratic candidate, is talking about.
Okay, this is exactly the same kind of argument that came out in the Kerner Commission report back in 1968, which was a report on urban violence and the destruction of property and explosions. And they said it was all due to white racism. Of course, what this does is it does several things, both of which are deeply insulting to the black community. On the one hand, it suggests that the problem of violence in America is a black problem. Okay? And that is simply wrong. It is wrong. The majority of criminals, blacks, are overly represented. But the majority of criminals and violent criminals are not black. The second thing is it takes away from black people any agency. In other words, the only way that somehow you can curb the black crime, which is what obviously Senator Murphy is focusing on, is for white people to change. The most important way to gain control of your life or of social problems is for people, for communities, to gain control of ourselves. And that is something that is sorely lacking at the moment on many sides in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.